Before I make the altar call, I'd like to say to you, I feel led to do this. Is there sick people in the house? Raise up your hand. I'm going to ask you to please be just as quiet as still, just a minute longer. We'll be out in 5 more minutes if you just be real reverent. I see. Yeah, when you're disturbing somebody. I've got the whole thing under the control of the Holy Spirit. I must have it in order to do this. God made the promise. It wasn't me. It was Him that made the promise. Now, as far as I know, there's some people here that I know. There's some I do not know. I can actually see about 4 people that I know. And one of them is Brother William Sherry and Brother Rose. I know them. And Mother Sherritt is sitting over at the door. And of course, I know her. Here's Sister William sitting here. I know her. And this lady sitting right here, about 2 rows in front of me here, she works at a dry goods store and is a friend to the family. I don't know her name. But I believe she's a member of Brother Outlaw's church up there. I think that's right. And then I see Brother Dow, Sister Dow, from Ohio sitting here. I heard Brother Stoffman way back there somewhere say amen a while ago. I watched. That's about all that I see and know in here. How many of you that's sick and knows that I do not know you, raise up your hands. And knows I know nothing about you, raise up your hands. All right? You just have faith now and believe. Now, if I have told you the truth, God is obligated to vindicate that word to be the truth. Is that right? It's right. Now, that will be the provided way then, according to what I've said tonight. That's God's provided way to tell you this is the truth. Because anybody knows that it's totally impossible. It would be a miracle that science cannot explain. You can't explain a miracle. It's beyond explaining. And if God should speak in here tonight to one person that would know that I was a stranger to them and tell them what they've done or what they ought not have done or what they will do or what they ought to do or something, just like Jesus did when He was here on earth, He made Himself known to the public that that was the Messiah sign. How many knows that? Say amen. And the church believes it. That's the only way. The people, when He did that, the woman touched the hem of His garment. He turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Physically, He didn't feel her. But it was her faith that did it. Now, you can have that kind of faith. If you will just pray and say, "Lord Jesus, take away every doubt from me. Take away my doubt. And let me believe this. I'm desperately in need. And I'm coming tonight, for the Bible says that Jesus Christ is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity." Did you know this sign, this miracle, has not been done in history since the death of the last apostle? That's right. I've just come through all the history books that I know of, Hospice of Babylon, I come through the Fox Book of the Martyrs, I come through the Pre-Nicene Fathers, the Nicaea Council, and the Post-Nicaea, I come through all those books. Not one place have I seen it in the history of Martin Luther, John Wesley, the First Revival, the Welsh Revival. They've been crying, shouting, praising God, finally dropped into speaking in tongues, and then this was supposed to be the last sign. That was the last thing that Sodom saw before she burned. And remember, He didn't reveal it to Sodom. He revealed it to Abraham, the chosen and elected. And the gift is not going to the worldly churches out here, if you notice. It's going to the elected church. That's the ones that's being benefited by it. They're the ones that will receive it. If it would be done out there, they'd say the same thing they did when He performed it. He is Beelzebub, a fortune teller. And anybody knows about fortune teller knows that's a crazy thing to even say. You don't know the first principle of telepathy. They are fortune telling. That's a work of the devil. Trying to copy the work of God. God shows a prophet. The devil has a medium. The two are pretty close together. Jesus said it would almost fool the elected, if possible. It's true. We got lots of impersonation. He said, "As Jambres and Jambres withstood Moses, so will these men of corrupt mind reprobates concerning the truth." But their folly will be found out. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take this audience under my control, but for the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, as believers, don't you move, set still. And you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, and I'm here to make known His works and His ways. I've been very reluctant on these things. The 15, 16 years I've been on the field, but there's an hour coming now when something's fixing to take place. The message will go to another nation, another people. But while we are in the presence of His holy being, the church in America, I believe, just about called down. She's finished. She's washed. She's ready. The real church. Hypocrisy still remains on, but the true church was a true church to begin with. The born again, the predestinated to the call of God. If you believe with all your heart, I ask you to pray and say, Lord Jesus, in your heart, let me touch your garment. And how will I know that you're still the same high priest? Speak to me through the lips of Brother Branham. And if he's told me the truth, which I believe he has, be sure to mention that in your prayer. Because he told me if you get the people to believe you, that's the only thing. He couldn't do many mighty works because they didn't believe him. Don't believe me as him, but believe that he sent me. And I'm here to manifest him. He proved that he was. May God help me to prove that he is. Raised from the dead, the Messiah, saying yesterday, today, and forever. And I just be in prayer. I'm watching and waiting. Just pray. And if the Lord will grant it and will prove to you that this is the end time sign, will you walk in the light? Will you believe Him? Have faith in Him. He's no respecter of person. Just have faith all along, everywhere. Now, while you have your heads down, I'm thanking the Lord. Here is that light that you see in the picture. He's right here in this room now. And I see it right by the side of a woman who's sitting to my right. She's praying for a son that's in trouble. Just don't doubt. Have faith. To my left, there is a woman, and she's scared. She's afraid that she's got cancer. She's very much shook up about it. I hope she don't miss it. A woman has tried for a long time to press her way in. She's afraid. She isn't from here. She comes from another city. And the city is a smaller city than this, though it lays south from here. It's by the side of a mountain. It's Tucson. The lady's name is Mrs. Back. You believe? Will you accept your healing? All right. Don't be scared of it no more. Your faith makes you whole. A lady by the name of Mrs. Hershey, don't forget, God can prove that son innocent if you believe with all your heart. Don't doubt. Have faith. Believe. A lady sitting over here on the side, to my right, she's suffering with a heart trouble. Her name is Mrs. Cloud. If you believe with all your heart, accept your healing, the Almighty God will make you well. Will you believe it? Right? You believe with all your heart. A lady way back here, to my right, in the right-hand row, dark dress on. This is Jason. Believe with all your heart, and your back trouble will go from you. Oh, my. You love Him? You believe him?
Amen.
Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now, if he proves that, and you see that it's right, and those people of bad record, I've never seen them in my life. But look, now, if you will take my word for what I'm saying, if you will believe with all your heart and lay your hands on one another, you'll be healed. If you'll just believe it with all your heart, it's a sign of the end time. Now, put your hands over on one another, you that's going to pray for each other. If you're a sinner, confess your sins. If you're a backslider, confess that you're wrong. If you're sick, confess that you want to be healed and say, I believe you, God. Now, the Bible never said just the prayers of William Branham will do this, but he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that? Now, how many times, how long have I been with you, Phoenix? This is about 17 years I've been coming here. Have you ever seen it proved wrong one time? Has it always been just exactly the way the Holy Spirit spoke it? Through the thousands times thousands and through the multitudes of times, how many times around the world of all nations and kindred tongues and people? It's Jesus Christ, not your brother. And I'm quoting his word to you. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now lay your hands on somebody and pray for them. Don't pray for yourself now, because they are praying for you. You pray for them. And now let's bow our heads in the august presence of Jesus Christ, who proves himself to be among us. Now he's your God, the same as he's my God. Now you pray the way you do in your church. Pray for that person that's got their hands on you. You pray back for them. And believe on God. Confess your sins. Say, I'm wrong, Lord. I've been a doubter. I'll be no more. I'm believing right now that you're going to heal me. Heal this person, Lord. Heal this woman. Heal this man. Heal this woman. Heal the baby. Heal the young girl, the young boy. Oh, Lord, God, creator of heavens and earth. How can we sit here, Lord? This ought to bring a rapture in faith, a power of God that would sweep this whole audience, Lord, into higher heights and of the glory of God. Let the devil that's had these people bound turn them loose upon the promise of God that I believe in, upon the Bible that I teach, upon the God who proves that it is the Bible, that proves that he is the God of the Bible. After 2,000 years, he still lives among us tonight, resurrected from the dead, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Upon the basis of his shed blood and his living being presence, after 2,000 years, I challenge the devil with all of his impotent spirit of sickness and diseases. Turn these people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out to them that they might go free. Turn loose that sinner. Turn loose that backslider. Turn loose that sick man and woman. Proclaim their healing, their salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Leave them. Thou foul, evil, unclean spirit of unbelief, doubt, depart from this church, from this bunch of people, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe that the prayer of faith has been prayed. I want you to do something now. Right where you're at, drive down a post in your mind, right here on this seat, this night, when I stood and heard the word, saw God vindicate his word, prove that it's right. The prayer of faith has been prayed for me. If the devil will ever try to tell me again I'm sick or anything wrong, I'm going to bring him right back to this post. Right now, the prayer of faith has been prayed for me, and I'm saved from my sickness. I'm saved from my sin. I'm a child of God, and I'll not cater to the devil's lies anymore. I am God's free servant. Amen. Will you do it? Say amen. Raise your hand and say, I believe it. Amen. Amen. To me, that settles it. The work is done. It's all over. God said so, and that proves it. How can he do anything else but vindicate his word? If he'll vindicate it to me, he can vindicate it for you. You believe that? Amen. Let us stand on our feet and praise Him, man. Give Him all praise and glory. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We accept these things. We believe that you do it for us now. Thou art our Savior. Thou art our healer. And we love you for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. Receive these people, Lord, and let them be thy servants from now on. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Now, here's my hand over the Bible. As far as I know, I've never seen a woman in my life. And she says, we're perfect strangers to one another. Now, the word either has to be right or wrong. That's either right or wrong. We can't make it anything different. Now, lady, just to speak with you a moment, like our Lord did to the woman, if He can tell me, now if I'd say to you, of course, you had a prayer card, you come up here, you're sick, see? Well, then if I say, glory to God, lay my hands up on you. Glory to God, you're going to get well. It's all right. Not a thing wrong with that. That's exactly what to do, see? That's right. The Bible says they lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. That's true. But now, you could scratch your head and study. Did He tell me right? Well, am I going to get well? Now, what if there's something that knows your life, what you have been, what you have did, and or what's wrong with you, like He told that woman what was her trouble. And if He could tell you then things, well, surely if He knows what has been, He knows what will be. Is that right? Sure. Now, if the woman is sick, she might be standing for somebody else. It might be sickness. It might be financial trouble. It might be domestic trouble. I don't know. I can't tell you. That's true. See? But whatever it is, if He would say it, she'd know whether it was truth or not. She'd know it. You know where it was or not. And then, if it's wrong, then that wasn't the Spirit of God. Because the prophet has said so, and his prophecy was wrong. But if it is right, then that was the Spirit of God. Now, wouldn't that comfort us and make us feel wonderful if we know that Jesus was here with us tonight? Would it give you faith? Yeah, certainly. Now, to heal a woman, I couldn't do it. I can't do that. It's already done. It's done. Now, based upon her faith, to believe it. Now, if he's standing here himself with this suit on, he couldn't heal her. He'd say he already done it. If thou canst believe, see, that I've done it, it's all over. See, that's it. See? But now, the only thing he could do, he could prove that he was Messiah, that God's prophet was to come, and he promised that his disciples would do the same thing. So there you are. It brings it right back to the Scripture. And that's Scripture, brethren. I know it's all contrary to the modern belief, but it's God's belief. It's God's way because He said so. There's the Scripture to read for yourself. You just try to twist it up and make something else out of it. Now, I want to ask you something. The woman is a believer. I want to ask, something will happen. You just remember something happened. Now, if it does, then how many is going to accept and say, that settles it for me?
Amen.
Do you believe that, lady? You believe it over there? Rest of you believe it? Let God be the judge. And the more than I said that, the reason I said that, how many has ever seen the light, that picture of that light, that angel of the Lord, George J. Lacey, you know? That light right between she and I now. It's welcoming, and I know she's a believer. What you want me to pray for you about? Sores. Sores on your body. Another thing, it's just complications. You have so many things. But wait a minute. Did I'm in contact with your spirit. You're ready for an operation. Right? Up for an operation. He said that was in the gallbladder. That's right. Now what do you think? God bless you. Just believe. That's it. Isn't he Christ? Now question the lady if you wish to. That's, now that's him yesterday, today, and forever. See, your faith has aroused him now. See, he's on the scene to do things to help you, to bless you, and to give you those things that you long to have. Now, that one vision has weakened me more than that hour and a half sermon. Just feel yourself trembling, getting away. Frankly, this is the first time I've had a service. The other night, the Holy Spirit struck over in some church, I know. They called three or four people, and when they did, they didn't respond just quickly. And then he was grieved. He went right away. See, he left me right there. You have to answer him back. Yes, sir. Remember, he ain't obligated to you. You are to him. We are strangers to each other. You saw me once. Here in Arizona?
Yes.
In a prayer line. How long ago has that been? A long time ago. I remember the longest prayer line I ever had in my life was down here at Phoenix. One afternoon over, I forget the name of that church. There was a, used to be a little short fellow had the church. I forget what it was. Great big church here in Phoenix. Was it Fuller? No, Brother Fuller. I know him. I see. I remember Garcia. But this is a great big church where Dr. Sutton used to pastor or something. What was the name of that big church over there? It's one of the biggest full gospel churches in the country. Faulkner. That's it. Faulkner. Or at his church. You remember that line? I started that afternoon, prayed on until midnight that night, I believe it was. Just laying hands on the people. I got so weak I couldn't even move no more. That's before vision came. It would come, but just sparingly now and then. And then sometime when I'd be by myself, he'd tell me something's going to happen. I come tell you all that. He told me something's going to happen. It always happened, didn't it? Now, what does it say? Believe it. God confirms it. See? Now, a lady being many years ago, I guess I prayed for 2.5 million people, maybe since then, around the world. Maybe more than that. But I would never know who you, about you or nothing for it. But now, the Bible said that one time, and by the way, that darkness is over that woman has left her. Right. You feel different, don't you? If you just hold that faith, that's all it takes. Now, fill it with joy and faith, because it'll come back with five others, seven others worse. See, you stay right there and say, I believe. And that settles it. Now, we being strangers to each other, I just would say for two witnesses, the Bible said in the mouth of two witnesses, or three, I believe it was, wasn't it? Two or three witnesses. Three witnesses, let every word be established. I aim to put the rest of my time down here, if I can, on healing lines, so I don't want to take too much on discernment, just so you know. By the way, that lady sitting over having dizzy spells, they won't happen to you no more if you just believe it. Tell me what she touched. I seen that light circle here and go out over in that corner. I've seen the woman holding her head like this and the moving back and forth like that. What did she do? She touched his garment. Now, the Bible said that he's the high priest. Is that right? That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. That's what she did. That quickly she responded, there it happened. See? Just believe. Now, that should settle it all. That makes it the truth. Now, you see why I'm not running on down the line is try to hold myself back as much because I want another line tomorrow night. But just that you would see that he's come on the scene. That's him. It can't be me. I never seen that woman in my life. Don't know nothing about her. See? It's so simple till the big intelligent people today stagger right over the top of such simplicity. See? That's the reason they miss it. They try to figure it out. You can't figure it out. You believe it. You just believe it. That Indian girl having headaches, if she'd just believe it, leave her too. I never seen her. She's not even... See? See him? Touch him. Just touch him once and find out if it's not right. See, those people are strangers. Ask the lady. I never seen her in my life. That's true before God as I ever know. See? He's on the scene, if you can believe him. But just don't stagger at it. Believe it. It'll do something for you. If you'll believe it, he'll heal you. All of you can be healed if you just believe it. You see, here stands a woman on a platform and the Holy Spirit moving out there through the audience healing the people. Show that he's everywhere. Omnipresent. Omniscient and omnipotent. Glory. Wake Jesus.
Amen.
Let he that come into you in the form of the Holy Spirit move through you. I don't know you. But God does know you. The Lord God can reveal to me something you're here for, you'd believe me, wouldn't you? All right? You look on me. I mean to that like Peter and James, you know, said, look on us, just to get you from, it's just coming from everywhere. I believe there's going to be a real healing service with you now. See? One thing, your eyes are bothering you. You're almost going blind. Nerves and eyes are dying. The first time I caught that in a long time, somebody said he guessed that. I didn't. No, I didn't. I remember I'm catching your thoughts here by the Holy Spirit. Let's see if I guessed it. Look here, sister, you're a believer. You got trouble with your chest. Cancer, skin cancers on the back leg. Now, if you believe that God will take it away? Mm-hmm. You want to go back over to New Mexico where you come from? Believing God heals you? All right, Miss Watkins, go back and you can go over there. Thou canst believe. Just have faith. The strangers one another. You've seen me in the meetings. But I mean to know you, just to say, know you, I don't. I just a little bit, I'm way over my time there. But surely you know he's here. This one woman stand here again, then we'll pray for him. I think that's at least three. And, oh, yes, that's all out to the audience. Then. I have no idea. You look healthy and strong to me. I don't know you. But God does know you. But there's something on your heart. It's something you're desiring. And it's for somebody else. I see a young man. No, two young men. They're your sons. No, one of them's a son and the other's a son-in-law. And they both have stomach trouble and they're both got black shadows over them. They're both sinners. That thus saith the Lord. You believe now? How many will believe with her? Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we believe you now for this request for our sister. I bless her in your name. May she go and receive what she's asked for your glory. Amen. All of you believe now with all your heart?
Amen.
Now, come this way. You believe he can tell me what's wrong? Wouldn't that be nice, that old asthmatic trouble would clear up and you could go home and be well? Well, if you believe it, it
will.
Hello? Speak English? Heart trouble, stomach trouble. Believe the Lord Jesus, it'll leave you. Speak English? Hard to get your breath. Asthma.
Go bleed.
Breathe.
Breathe.
Speak English? You believe me to be God's prophet? Your trouble's in your back. Believe. Won't bother you no more. You believe me to be his servant? You're bothered with arthritis. I see you trying to get out of bed and can't hardly do it in the morning. Go believe me, you won't have to do that no more. You'll be made well. Do you believe? All your heart? Wake Jesus in you now. Christ is here. He's on the scene. Do you all believe that? Now put your hands over on one another. Just lay your hands over on one another now. I'm going to quote a scripture. Jesus said, go into all the world, Tempe, Arizona, preach the gospel. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents or drink deadly things that wouldn't harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now with Jesus present now, if you believe he's present, say amen.
Amen.
The same spirit that was in Jesus Christ is here in this church tonight. Now you pray for the person you got your hands on. Just pray right out. Say, Lord God, heal this person. They're praying for you. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you'll send your power and spirit upon this audience, upon this little woman here, Lord, with this mask over her face. I pray that you'll heal them, Lord. May the devil, the storms be quietened, and the power of God take over this audience and cast out every evil power and unbelief. But I want you who don't know me and know that I don't know you, I want you to say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I've heard this spoke of. I heard this minister tonight read this out of the Bible. I heard those testimonies. And I've heard similar, you know, of different times this happened. Are we that close to the end, Lord? Are we that close? Remember, when that sign was done to Sodom, the city that burned, Jesus referred to it, said, as it was, that was the last sign that they received before the city was destroyed. And Jesus said, that will be the repeat in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, you know that's right. How that the God in flesh. How many believe that was God talked to Abraham? Well, the Bible says Elohim, so that's the great creator of heavens and earth, the all-sufficient one. He was. What was he showing? He was in a human body, stood there and eat the meat of a calf and drink the milk from the cow, and then could vanish out of sight. I will visit you according to the time that I promised you. See? Called him by his name, and with his back turned, he said, where's Sarah? He said, she's in the tent behind you. He said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And Sarah said, back in the tent. He said, why did Sarah laugh? You remember the Bible said she was in the tent behind him. He said, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah said, it said, yes, you did. Right? A man standing there, God representing himself in human flesh. Jesus said it would be the same thing at the coming of the Son of Man. God in his church. You, me, representing himself. Now, there's a little woman when God was in Christ, he had the Spirit fully. He was God. I'm just one of his servants. You're just one of his servants. We have the Spirit by measure. He had it without measure. In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In me is just a little gift, and in you is the gift of it. But no matter how little it is, it's the same Spirit. Now, if that is the Spirit of God, it'll do the works of God. Now you pray and say, Lord Jesus, a little woman one time touched his garment. And we say over here in the New Testament, he said, in Hebrews, he said, he is a high priest right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How many knows that's the Bible? Say amen. Sure. Well, that's got to be true. Well, if he's the same yesterday and forever, how would he answer you? Same as he did yesterday, if he's the same today. Now you pray and say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment. And then you give Brother Branham a little gift that encourages. And you don't know me. I'm sitting way back here and over here and down here and wherever. I'm saying, he don't know me, but you know me. And let me see your great spirit, Lord, not as I have to do it, but just to help encourage me and the rest of them, because we have read the word. Let me touch your garment, then you speak right back. Let me be used tonight, Lord, for that purpose. It'll show the whole audience that you're still alive. That'd be wonderful if you'd do that. Now you just kind of pray to yourself, quietly, say, Lord, let me touch your garment. Now I'll yield myself to the Spirit. And then may the Holy Ghost do the rest. Because now I've talked, testified, but I can't do no more now. I'm at the end of my road. I just watch the audience to see if I have to see it, you know, you understand that. Back to my left, way back, about middle ways back of the building, is a woman praying. She's fixing to die if God doesn't help her. She has cancer, and the cancer is on her breast. Oh, may she not miss it. Help me, O Lord. Sister, if you will believe, you're going to miss it. Lord Jesus, help us, we pray. Mary, May, there you are. Are we strangers to one another? I don't know you. You don't know me. Was that the conditions of what? If everything was said was true? Then believe. We love you all. Now, from the darkness that was over, it's light. Just as sure as that boy, the epilepsy stayed away from him, the same God, the one who's up there in the North Woods, is the same God here. Just keep believing. Amen. If thou canst believe. Here it is over a woman sitting here in front of me. She's got something wrong in her back. It's a disc out in her back. She isn't from here. She's from Montana. Her name is Miss Stubbs. Stand up. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to press. Relax. A big fellow sitting here looking at me. Doing like that. Believe. You get well. Got nervous trouble. If you believe it, God will make you well. The lady of female trouble. Believe it, you can get well. Go back home. And have faith in God.
Why did I say go back home? You'd have to go back to New Mexico to get there. Mr. and Mrs. Watkins. Now, you know I don't know you. Amen. A lady right behind you at that ulcer on the leg, Miss Brown. Well, you believe that God will heal you? You look so interested. Now, you know I've never seen you in my life. On the left leg. Now, you believe with all your heart, you'll get well. Lady trying to move, and she has arthritis that's binding her bad. Mrs. Fairhead, you believe with all your heart, you'll get well. Now, you know I've never seen you in my life. But, oh. Amen? You believe with all your heart now? Now, what will he do? He will take the things that I have told you and will show them to you. And then he will show you things that is to come. You see what I mean? You believe him? Now, let's bow our heads again. Now, you that know that if you would pass away from this life tonight, that should be, wouldn't be, you'd be gone, you're not born again. Except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom. Why don't you come right here? Stand here and let us pray for you right here just a minute. Will you come right now in the presence of this Spirit? You'll never see anything happen greater until you see the coming of the Lord. I just remember. Surely, I know what I'm speaking of, or he wouldn't grant the ministry. Don't let it pass you now. Are you sincere? Would you come? If not, then between you and God, it lays. I am innocent. I'm clean of all blood because I have told you the truth. I've preached you the word. I've told you what he was. And he, when he come, he proved what he was then, and he lets me prove what he is now. He's the same as he was then. You believe it? Then how many sick is in here then? Other is here sick. Raise up your hand. Now, put your hands over on one another, and let's pray the prayer of faith for you. Now I want to ask you something, quietly. If God can come and do that miracle, a miracle is something that cannot be explained. Now if you wish to question any of these people around, go question them. Anytime of anywhere. See, just remember, it is God. This here is just amateur vision. What's doing that? It's you, yourself. You're the ones doing that. You see, when that woman touched his garment, he said, virtue went out of me. But when the Father showed him about Lazarus and he went away and come back and raised up Lazarus from the dead, he never said virtue. That was God using his own gift. And the other was the woman using God's gift. I am not God's gift. Jesus Christ is God's gift. It's just a gift that he gave me that I was born that way. With the subconscious and the conscious, first conscious right together. You don't go to sleep, you just see it. The Holy Spirit comes up on this subconscious just like it does on the first conscious. If it come on your subconscious, you'd have a spiritual dream. If it comes up on mine, I don't dream, I just look there and see it. See? And we're born, you can't make yourself anything different. You're born that way. See? Gifts and callings are without repentance. What is it to do? To manifest Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. With your hands laid on one another. I trust that you'll put your heart in God's care right now. Lord, search me. Have I become so numb by the things of the world that I'm failing to see this great hour that's passing by? You know, that's where it's always been. It went right through the church and they never noticed. That's history. Don't let it pass, friends. To see a word proven over and over, see the word of God manifested, and the very person of Jesus Christ come right in among this people and do exactly the way he did before. Heavenly Father, I feel now, Lord, that your word was read, the testimony was given. the Holy Spirit came down and vindicated that word and the testimony. Now it's in the hands of the people, Lord. It lays in their lap. There's nothing else that I know to say. And I don't know of anything else you wrote in the Word that you would do, because you've already healed them. It's just to make them to believe it. And you doing a thing like this, and how could we doubt any longer? How could we permit Satan to numb our conscience any longer? Satan, I pronounce this healing upon these people and say to you, I adjure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get out of here. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ and let this people go. Now, if you believe him, stand on your feet. You believe? Raise up to your feet then and give God praise. Raise up and believe it. Don't doubt it no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Spirit bring joy, power, resurrection, life to this people, Lord. Give him praise now and bless his holy name. We love him. We praise him. We adore him. The matchless one, the eternal one, the Son of the living God. In his name, receive him, he shares. Amen.
Praise him, praise him. Hallelujah.
Is there some here that's never been in a meeting before? Would you raise your hand? Yes, there's plenty. Remember, Jesus Christ never at one time ever claimed to heal people. He said, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father. And in St. John, the 5th chapter, the 19th verse, when he passed through the pool of Bethesda, and there lay great multitudes of numbers of people, maybe thousands laying there, lame, blind, halt, twisted. He went to a man that had maybe a prostrate trouble, or might have had tubercular. It was retarded. He'd had it for 38 years. And he told him to take up your bed and go into the house. The man could walk. He said, when I'm coming down, somebody else. And this man there way worse than he was. But Jesus knew that he was there and knew that he was in that condition. When he was questioned, he said, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. That doeth the Son likewise. That's his same position today. No prophet, no one has ever been able to do anything outside of the sovereignty of God's will. That's right. What God will. I don't know. I won't, if that's the reason I know a bunch of these ministers sitting here. There's not too many out there that I know. If I should see him over someone, I would try to. If being willing, I'd tell the people that I knew him. You pray and see if he's still the high priest that can be touched. That would pull him right here before us. You see that he's here. Is that right? Say amen. Yeah. You're certainly making here. Just have faith. Here's a little lady sitting right here with her head up in the air praying just as hard as she can. She's wearing her green coat sitting right there. She's praying for her condition. It's in her head that it bothers her. Is that right, lady? Raise up your hand if that's so. If I'm a stranger to you, wave your hand back and forth. It's left you now. Say, will you do me a favor while you're there? That light switched right over on the lady sitting next to you there. She's praying also. I want to ask you something. You said, remember me, Lord. All right, he has. You suffer with a sinus condition. If that's right, raise up your hand and wave your hand. All right. There you are. You believe? Now, a little while the world won't see me no more. Ask those women. You see them? Ask them if I know them. Here sits a young man sitting here praying for his father. I never know you. Don't know who you are. No, know nothing about you. But you're praying to your father. He's not here. He's across a great water somewhere. He's suffering with stomach trouble. He's in Puerto Rico. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. You believe. See what I mean? There's a lady sitting here interested in the red hat. Mrs. Aldridge. Yes, you suffer with heart trouble. You believe that God will heal you? All right. You do me a favor? There's a lady sitting next to her by the name Miss Cook. Mrs. Cook has got trouble with her legs. That's right, Miss Cook, raise up your hand. If I'm a total stranger, raise up your hand. All right, have faith in God. Lay your hand on the woman next to her. She's Miss Russell. She's suffering with lung trouble. Raise up your hand, Miss Russell, and believe it with all your heart if I'm a stranger to you. What about the next? You know, only thing you have to have is faith. The lady next to her suffering with stomach trouble, too, and her name's Miss Dillman. If you believe with all your heart, you can be. Miss Harmon sitting next to her has just come to the hospital. She's had an operation for a rectal trouble. You believe, Mrs. Harmon? If you do believe with all your heart, you can go home and be made well. How many believes now? A little while, and the world will see me tomorrow. What am I trying to say? Remember, Jesus promised. Jesus said, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. The works that I do shall you also. Remembering Jesus promised these things, Jesus brings them to pass. Now, also remember that Jesus promised that he that believeth on me has everlasting life. You that raised your hand a while ago after this healing service, will you come up here now and stand here for prayer? He promised to give eternal life, the same as he promised healing. Now, did you know he promised this also? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that? Now lay your hands on one another then. See, I can't heal you. He's already done it. Now put your hands on somebody and pray for somebody right next to you there. Amen. Now bow your heads and pray just like you do in your church. Praying, Lord God, heal this person. This person's praying for me. And just ask God to heal and make well. Believe it with all your heart. Lord, I believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word can't fail. Remember, he promised a little while and the world won't see him. They don't see him at the dog race tonight. They don't see him at the picture show. They don't see him in these wonderful churches. But you see, he's here. Remember, he promised it. And he's here to answer your prayer and give you the desire of your heart. Lay your hands on one another and pray. Lord Jesus, I come remembering that you said in my name they shall cast out devils. And I cast every spirit of unbelief away from this audience, away from these people. For the glory of God. As we pray, how many in here is sick, needing, have a need of anything? Raise up your hands and say, it's me, Lord. I believe, Lord. Now, I want your undivided attention, just as sweetly as you can for a few moments. If, after this message, and Christ will reflect himself in the people, and see that some poor soul has enough faith to touch his garment, and I can yield myself to his spirit, and know that this is the Holy Spirit, then if you belong to something else besides a group that believes this, then I'd come over before they believe the truth. I would. I certainly would. I would believe because God making himself known. Don't identify yourself now out with the Pharisees and them that don't believe. They're blind because Jesus said they'd see him no more. But ye shall see me, for I'll be with you. I'll be in you. You'll see me. Well, if he is that same high priest, that's where you see him by reflecting himself in the same way he did then. Is that true? All right. Now, you believe with all your heart. Have faith. Don't doubt. Pray. And then we'll see what he says. Now, just believe with all your heart. Now, Father God, I've spoken of you and for your word. I did it in a broke up way, Lord. I know. But it's the best I knew how. All these 2 weeks, I've constantly stayed with it, Lord. All my life, I've tried to stay with it. Now, Lord, honor your word tonight here as the revival is closing. Let it be known, Lord, that if we stand for that which is right, the right will stand for us. Grant it, Lord, that we believe that you become us to take our sin, that we might become you, sons of God, to reflect the word of God, vindicated, made it manifest through our ministry life that you have given us. Grant it, Lord. We present ourselves to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now just have faith. Don't doubt, but believe with all your heart now. Are you believing? Everybody believe. Don't doubt. Just pray to yourself. Have faith now. Don't doubt at all. Quiet yourself down now. Listen to what the Spirit saith unto you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. What are you looking at me so sincerely about? You believe me to be a servant? I don't know you. I've never seen you. But just a woman sitting there looking at me. It's not exactly sickness that she's worried about. She's worried about somebody else. It's a young girl. She has just come up missing. She's left home. She's just a girl, a teenage girl. This has been made up for a long time. So far, I see no danger with her. Have faith, believe God, He'll send her home to you. What did she touch? Now, you see the woman, I've never seen her in my life. She's total a stranger. Here's a lady sitting right back, her eyes closed, praying. She's suffering with a rectal trouble. It's hemorrhoids. She is suffering with a heart trouble. She's going to miss it. God help us. Miss Willingham, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you receive it. Now, ask the woman. We are totally strangers. You say you called her name. What, didn't Jesus tell Simon? Your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. Just have faith in God. Do you believe it? Now, get sincere. Believe. Don't doubt. Just put your mind on God and believe Him. What's He doing? He's identifying Himself. He's reflecting Himself. Now, if you don't think it's right, I've asked you to come to the pulpit and do the same thing. There is a little woman. She's sitting back here with a shawl over her head. She's Spanish. And she's praying for a daughter. That daughter doesn't live here. She's now put her hands to her face. And she is, this daughter lives where there's a lot of water, where the sea roars, in San Diego, California. And she has varicose veins and complications, and she's almost to a nervous breakdown. You believe that your prayer then touched the hem of His garment, my little Spanish sister, and your daughter will get well? If you do, raise up your hand and accept it. All right, you can have it. It turns clearer thereby, you know. Don't doubt. Believe. That was astounding to you, wasn't it, lady, sitting there, put your hand up to your nose and wiped your face and said something across the aisle with a blue coat on sitting there. Yes. All right. If you will believe with all your heart, then that heart will straighten out and won't have any more heart trouble that you've been suffering with. If that's right, stand up on your feet, though. Just witness that that's true. I'm a stranger to the lady. Amen. Do you believe? Certainly. Mm-hmm. Always believe. I see a middle-aged man. Do you see that light amber hanging right there, pulling out over that fella? Now he's praying. He's got his head down. And there's something that's just been said that attracted his attention to praying, because he's from California too, he just said. But he's from Fresno, California. He suffers with asthma. Mr. Corral, if you believe with all your heart, you can go home and be made well too. Amen. Believe it now. If that's right, raise your hand. Or we strangers, raise your hand. All right? You believe? What did that man touch? He touched Jesus Christ. He's 30 feet from me. I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to believe that this message of the Holy Spirit in this last days is a closing out of the world's history. I challenge you to believe that I taught it to you tonight. You believe that God sent me. You honor it. Not, don't honor me, but honor what He sent me for, His Word. And God will grant it, your request. I can't make Him do it. But if you will believe. Here, look here. Can't you see that? Look here. That light right here. It's right over this kind of heavy-set woman sitting here. I don't know the woman. I've never seen her in my life. But she's sick. She's suffering. She's been to a doctor. And something, an examination showed it's in the colon. It's some kind of a, like sores. No, the doctor said it's ulcers in the colon. That's right. That's right. You're not from here. You're here on a visit. Is that right? Raise up your hand. You come from Michigan. That's right. You're here to visit a son. And he's in some kind of a radio business of some sort. Your name is Mrs. Herb. Have faith in God. Go home and find it the way you want if you believe with all your heart. Do you believe or are you ready to have the dross of unbelief beat out of you? Do you believe that you can see Christ reflecting Himself the same yesterday, today, and forever? He's God. Do you believe that? Say amen if you believe. Then put your hands over on one another. I'm going to show you His Word if you're believers. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Put your hands on one another now. Close your eyes. Bow your head. Pray for one another. You pray. It's not me. You pray. Christ out among you out there. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may Christ be reflected in every life here tonight. And heal the sick, Lord. We cast out every devil of unbelief that the church of Pentecost might see the reflection of Jesus Christ in their life as they have seen it this night.